Japson. I'm a senior healthcare contributor with Forbes, and I'm talking today with Rami Karjian, who is the co-founder and CEO of Medically Home, which is a fast-growing healthcare company that is working to improve healthcare access, reduce costs, and improve quality for what we would call care that people typically know has been in the hospital, but yet they're bringing it to your home. So, Rami, just coming out of the pandemic, which some say we're still in, some say we're not, we found ourselves yet again in the United States of America where we have uncovered that not everybody got the same health care and not everybody got the same access to health care or the same services. So health equity, which has always been an issue, the light has been shined on it, that it's even a greater problem. Talk to me about how Medically Home is addressing health equity.
Traditionally, the expectation that people have to go to hospitals to receive their care has disproportionately affected the underserved populations who may be in rural areas or in urban areas that don't have access to hospitals and facilities the way other parts of the population have. To your point, we've seen an exacerbation of those disparities, and Medically Home and our partners are working to close that gap by solving the access problem. Now, no longer do Medicaid and other populations have to pay to go to a hospital, have to travel, have to find childcare to go get hospital care. The hospital can come to them. So all of the reasons that made it harder for an underserved population to get care when they have to go to a physical building, we're solving by bringing the best of the care of that building into their homes. Solving that access problem, therefore, then solves a lot of the outcomes and quality problems that we're currently experiencing that have been exacerbated, that are particularly worse for Blacks and Latinos and underserved populations.
Also, during the pandemic, what we found in the beginning was the whole idea that we sheltered in place was to help the hospitals with capacity issues. They didn't have enough capacity, they didn't have capacity in the right place at the right time. So talk to us about Medically Home and how it fits into the hospital capacity picture.
So the pandemic, to your point, Bruce, exposed those capacity problems. They haven't gone away. We still have those capacity issues, and it's only a matter of the next natural disaster, the next really bad flu season with RSV, or the next thing that COVID has to throw at us. So we need to create more capacity, and we need to do it in a way that doesn't cost us $2, $3, or $4 million per bed of capacity the way it does today. What Medically Home is doing with its partners is it's using people's homes and other sites of care that aren't big buildings to provide better care than is currently given in traditional hospitals. That both creates capacity in the places where we need it, which is where people are living, and it provides better outcomes because the care is better for those conditions where it's eligible to provide safe care in the home than in a traditional building. And at a macro level, even though as a country, we may or may not have enough capacity, we know that it's very badly distributed, back to where rural capacity in some areas, there isn't enough. Same thing for some urban cities, depending on the growth that they're seeing. This is an easy way not only to create capacity, but to move it around very quickly because it has no geographic boundaries. You need more beds in Texas, you can get more beds in Texas. You need fewer beds in one city for summer season because that has a lower summer population, you can move the beds around.
I can frame this two different ways. I could make it about myself as a journalist and say, not a week goes by, maybe a day or two, where I'm not getting a PR pitch about physicians and hospitals, physicians and nurses being burnt out and there being a shortage. So when I think of a company like Medically Home, when you gotta have caregivers, how are you gonna deal with that when it is a huge problem exacerbated by the pandemic? Physicians and nurses weren't able to shelter in place, shelter in their homes and do their jobs by Zoom. They went into work every day and dealt with the worst U.S. health crisis in a century. How are you dealing with that?
the framing for us is physicians, nurses, other clinicians have a calling that has brought them to give care to their patients. The burnout sure is due because of longer hours, more shift schedules, but we believe fundamentally because of all the interference that comes between a clinician and the calling to heal and to serve. What our model does is it takes away a lot of that interference, allows those clinicians more time to provide the care that they know their patients deserve in an environment where they're not subject to, we need that bed. We have spent too much money for that bed. We don't have beds to put the patient in, so you get a gurney. We can't accept the patient because we're on diversion. Tell them to go somewhere else. That is all the interference that comes between clinicians calling to serve that this model removes, gives them more time, makes them a guest in the patient's home where the patient is going to open up more. And that satisfaction, that ability to give better outcomes is fundamentally changing how nurses and physicians feel about practicing in this model. They experience less burnout. They're attracted to this model. And it's much easier for them to be in their homes and not have to commute, which is another form of interference, to buildings to provide this care. So we think by making this a more attractive model to care for patients in that clinicians and patients prefer, we're fundamentally addressing the root causes of the burnout that we're going to see more and more of over time.
I never thought about that. So the physicians and nurses are saying to the rest of us, it's me, I get to stay at home in my sweats. I don't have to put on a tie.
Exactly.
So that's interesting. Well, with that, I'd like to thank Rami Karjian, the CEO and co-founder of Medically Home. I'm Bruce Japson, a senior healthcare contributor with Forbes. Thank you for joining us today.